Damage, a Dick Francis novel. Written by Felix Francis and read by Michael Nielsen. The William Ball was fairly quiet when I arrived at 6:15.
"I thought you weren't coming," Daniel said.
He was standing at the bar with two other men.
"John, Mike, this is Tony."
I shook their offered hands. Both were smartly dressed in business suits, as Daniel and I were, still the ubiquitous uniform of city folk. We were all about the same age. Mike had short, dark, curly hair, while John had no hair in his head at all, his shaved and shiny pate reflecting the glow from the over-bar downlighters. I remembered that Ken had told me there were a couple of Johns and a Mike amongst the guests at his ill-fated party. Were these two the Mike and one of the Johns? John looked at me closely, casting his eyes from my feet to my head and back again.
"He's not as young as I'm used to," he said.
Daniel ignored him.
"Drink?"
"Half of Velton's. Thanks." The barman handed me the beer and I clinked glasses with the other three.
"Been pocketing any old notes?" Daniel asked.
"Sadly not," I said to him. "I mostly sit at a desk recording numbers." The other two looked on quizzically.
"Tony here has a job in the Bank of England tearing up money that's got too old."
I smiled. "Something like that. I don't actually tear it up. I help bundle it into packages ready to be sent to a furnace for destruction."
"It must really save on the bank's fuel bill to burn banknotes to heat the place," said Mike with a grimace. "Talk about burning government money."
"Can't you swap a bundle of newspaper for a stack of 50s? Said John. "No one would know, surely."
"They would when the 50s turned up again at the bank with numbers that should have already been destroyed." I needed to change the subject. I'd only made up the Bank of England story so that Daniel couldn't phone me at work.
"What do you guys do?" I asked.
"I work with Daniel at Hawthorne's," John said. "I'm a broker."
He made it sound seductive.
"And I'm at Lloyd's," said Mike, "as a managing agent for syndicates."
He took a business card from his breast pocket and handed it over in a manner that suggested he had done the same thing many times before. I looked down at it. Lloyd's of London. Michael Kennedy. Managing agent. Complete with his office address and mobile number. Convenient, I thought. One less thing I needed to find out.
"Sounds interesting," I said.
The conversation continued for a while about jobs and I bought Daniel another drink.
"What are you doing this evening?" Daniel asked. "We go to the gym every Wednesday. Do you fancy joining us?"
I remembered back to Daniel's Facebook page. One of his likes had been the Fit Man gym in Soho, the one with the big sauna.
"Oh, do come," John said. "It's great fun, and we might get to see that lovely body of yours."
He reached down and ran his fingers up the inside of my thigh. I wondered just how far I was expected to go to save the judicial career of my cantankerous brother-in-law.